June 27, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, As Low As You Can Get. Opening prayer. Father, please use your words to impact my walk with you in ways that make me a testimony to those around me, in ways that draw them to faith in you. Read Genesis chapter 19, verses 1 through 14. Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed. The two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. "My lords," he said, "please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet and spend the night and then go on your way early in the morning." "No," they answered, "we will spend the night in the square." But he insisted so strongly that they did go with him and entered his house. He prepared a meal for them, baking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them." Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, "No, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them out to you, and you can do what you like with them. But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof." "Get out of our way," they replied. "This fellow came here as a foreigner, and now he wants to play the judge? We'll treat you worse than them." They kept bringing pressure on Lot and moved forward to break down the door. But the men inside reached out and pulled Lot back into the house and shut the door. Then they struck the men who were at the door of the house, young and old, with blindness so that they could not find the door. The two men said to Lot, "Do you have anyone else here? Sons-in-law, sons or daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here, because we are going to destroy this place." The outcry to the Lord against its people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, "Hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city." But his sons-in-law thought he was joking. Reflect. What does it mean to live as foreigners and exiles in society? See 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 and verse 12. The Dead Sea is the lowest place on earth, 3,000 feet below sea level. Sodom and Gomorrah, probably located to its north, represent the lowest reaches of human depravity. This incident is described by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks as a multiple offense involving forbidden sex, violence, and a breach of the strict code of hospitality in the ancient Near East. It is presented as compounded evil, an outcry. Lot concentrates only on the breach of hospitality. He has chosen to make his home in Sodom, an outsider for whom social integration is of high value. Welcome and belonging are everything. It is as though he is blind to the other aspects of his neighbor's behavior, even to the outrageousness of his attempt to placate them by offering his daughters for gang rape. Wanting to belong or fit in can easily distort our moral vision. Our attitudes and thinking can quickly become infected. We find ourselves tricked by false loyalties, compromised in our attempts to be accommodating, and confused in understanding what is right and just. Lot is so embroiled that he cannot find the will to leave this corrupting environment. And yet, if he doesn't leave, he will be swept away with it. Apply. Is there a situation from which you need to remove yourself, even if you are tempted to stay for the best of reasons? See 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Closing prayer. for all of the ways it is important for me to be different from the world around me. Father, show me and give me wisdom to use those differences in ways that enable others to see Christ in me.